It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman and Janery Kamens. Kobe is the director in the area for the Utah Foster Care Association, and it's Utah Foster Care Month. So we're going to talk all about what that means, what the kind of different things that they've got going on and events. And then we're going to talk to Janery. She is one of our local foster parents, about kinship and working with families and those kinds of things too, because that is also a big part of the foster care system. Kobe, Janery, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, May is Utah Foster Care Month. And so you guys have a couple of events and things going on all month long, but we really just need to let people know what it means to be a foster parent and those kinds of things. So, Kobe, I'm going to kind of just let you take over and let people know what you guys do here and, you know what, you're always needing help.
Right. The need for foster families runs throughout the year. So it's not just one month that we need families. However, this is National Foster Care Month, and so we take the opportunity this month to get information out to people about foster care and what it's like, the needs of it, the rewards, the challenges, and all those sorts of things. So we really just try to get a bunch of information into people's hands, minds, hearts, and get them thinking about foster care. But the need is great all year long. It doesn't change. But particularly with this month being Foster Care Month, it's ironic. We've really seen a lack of interest in our area in people inquiring and wanting to get started in the process now. So specifically right now, the need is greater than it has been in the recent past. So we'd like people to be aware that we need people to step forward and help the kids in our community. They're having some difficulties in their families and experiencing some trauma and need a place to go while their parents are trying to remedy some of those situations.
And we've talked in the past that this is really being a foster parent is really a job for someone that just wants to help kids. It's not about the fortune, really, you've said, and the fame, although they do get a little help from the state with it, but it's more about somebody that wants to help kids. And do you find that there are people out there that want to do this, but that just they're a little scared or a little afraid about the whole thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of fears that people have. What are the kids like is a common fear. The fear of working with the families of the children. Those are a lot of fears. And not that those aren't valid fears, but I think as you get involved in the program, you see that the supports that are there for you, and you're able to meet the people, meet the children, and get to know them, that really alleviates a lot of those fears. You know, the families that have their children removed, they're just people who've had some bad situations in their life, maybe haven't had a good childhood themselves, haven't had the coping skills they need to deal with difficult situations. And so with some of that support and help, they can oftentimes make those changes. And as foster families are able to get to know them and maybe know some of their challenges and stuff, they're able to build a relationship that is really beneficial for the children. I'm sure Janery can give us some experiences of times that she's had that happen.
And Janery, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, how long have you been a foster parent here in the area?
Oh boy, I believe it's 10 years.
What kind of experiences have you gained from being a foster parent?
Well, mostly good, obviously. Some that are definitely challenging to the mind, to the heart, to the soul, but mostly really, really positive experiences for us.
And we want to really focus on kinship and talking about how, because, you know, you guys as foster parents like to have contact with, you know, grandparents and things like that, that keep them involved in these kids' lives. And is that an easy thing in some situations, or is it more difficult in some?
I think it obviously depends on the situation, and some are relatively easy and some are just really hard, almost impossible. I'm going to touch on a little bit of Kobe, what she said as far as some of the reasons that people say they want to do foster care, but they don't. And one of those biggest things that I always hear when people are asking me about it is that they just couldn't let them go in the end. That would just kill them. That would break their heart. And it's very hard to let them go. But at the same time, knowing they're going back to a really good situation that's been fixed, or that is a family member, that can carry on those fixings, that's really rewarding. It's hard. Yeah, it's really hard. But it's very rewarding in the end to see them go to a fixed situation.
And really, at the end of the day, that's your goal, right? Is to get these kids either back with their families or into as you know what, just as any parent would their own child, as a functioning member of society.
Yes. So the goal for me and my family is to get them either back to their parents' home in a better situation than they left, obviously, or to a loving family member who can keep them as family. And for us, we always try to keep an extremely good connection to the parents, the bio parents. First and foremost, we try to make that connection automatically and make it good for them. That's going to be really hard for them, you know, to have their children go to someone else's home. So we always try to make that as easy transition as possible. And sometimes they're just, they just don't want that. And that's fine, but we still try to make it as best we can. And then if they can go to a family member of those parents, then that's the next best situation. And then if not, then it comes down to permanency, whatever that may be. And we just try to keep those connections forever and ever and ever. We have connections all the way back to our very first foster child. So,
and that was going to be my next question, is in your 10 years, do you still keep in contact with kids that you've raised as foster parents and things like that?
I would give it at about an 80%. So I have really good connections there, which make me honored and proud that they would want to keep me in their lives, some super close, some not as close, and some who've just moved on there with their life and it's just kind of, you know, lost that track, but still there, just kind of faded.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That
for
happens.
Sure.
And
for
that's,
sure.
But like you said, you've done what you set out to do.
Yes.
Okay. And Kobe, did you have anything you needed to add to that?
I think just one of the other connections that maybe people considering foster care don't consider is the idea of siblings. And oftentimes they come with brothers or sisters. Sometimes there's only one child, but oftentimes there's more than one child. And what people don't realize is that sibling connection is the longest relationship you'll have in your life. You know, as parents pass on, you still have a sibling. And so we want to maintain those connections whenever we can. And often the older children have actually been parenting the younger children somewhat. And so that can be more traumatizing to remove them from their sibling than it even was from removing them from their parents. So we want to lessen the trauma by maintaining those connections, maintaining that relationship. And so we always are needing families who are willing to take more than just one child. And we know that's a big ask, but it's an important ask, and that's why we ask for it.
All right. So if there are any families out there that are interested and willing to bring a child or maybe two or three into their home, what do they need to do?
They simply need to get a hold of me, and they can do that a variety of ways. They can call my office at 636-0210, or they can go online to utahfostercare.org, and the very first page has, if you're interested, fill out this information, and then it sends it directly to me, their contact information, and then I can get a hold of them.
Okay, and there's plenty of information online for people that have questions or anything like that, plus they can contact you as well,
right?
Correct?
So if they have general questions about what the qualifications are, what does it take, what do I need in my home, a lot of that can be just found on our website, and I'm happy to answer any of those questions as well, but a lot of that's just readily available there.
Okay. Kobe Prettyman with the Utah Foster Care Foundation and Jan Marie Kamens, one of our local foster parents. Thank you guys so much for everything that you do in the community. You know what? It's great that you're willing to open your home and do this. And there are people out there that need help. And if there's somebody that's interested, get a hold of them and they will point you in the right direction. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.